Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
We start our program with something called the agenda. These are the big stories that we're following, and we think you might want to follow along.
Number five.
Watch Cuba. You watch Cuba. I mean, it's getting, we're talking about military action down there, and we're not there yet, but it's not a snatch and grab with Castro. But I tell you what, Cuba is much more interesting to President Trump than anything going else on else in around the world outside of the United States.
That was the last thing that Jim Suttley of Humane School of Policy and International Affairs said to us yesterday in the Newsmakers Hour. And then, what, 6 hours later? 6 hours later, the U.S. Department of Justice unsealed murder and conspiracy charges against former Cuban leader Raul Castro. I sent him a note and said, nailed it.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Wow.
Number four.
He touched so many lives, and to have him perish is just heartbreaking to hear. But I know that Josh was doing the things that he loved, and that was being a Maine warden.
Friend of the program, Penobscot County Sheriff Troy Morton. Ahead of today's celebration of life at the Cross Insurance Center for Game Warden Josh Tibbetts, who served with Sheriff Morton's department before becoming a game warden. Tibbetts, 18 years with the service, dying on May 12th when the plane he was piloting crashed in Avon.
Number three.
Her roommate told her, "Sorry, I can't help you, but I can put a baby in you."
I'm going to play that one again for you because you might want to pay attention to what she's saying.
Number three.
Her roommate told her, "Sorry, I can't help you, but I can put a baby in you."
That's State Representative Alicia Collins detailing transgender inmate Andrea Balser's alleged sexual assault of a female inmate and sexual harassment, I should say, of a female inmate inside the women's unit at Windham Correctional. She was talking to the legislature's Government Oversight Committee, and Alicia Collins talks with us about 30 minutes from right. I'm going to warn you, some of what we're going to play for you about what the female inmate has dealt with at the hands, literally, of Andrew Balser might be disturbing. It's 30 minutes away.
Number two.
We're interested in getting results that work for people. So we've been involved in that conversation. We're continuing to roll out policies, and we'll be doing that right through and beyond primary day.
That's unenrolled or independent, whatever you want to say, for Governor Rick Bennett dropping off, what, 5,000 plus signatures yesterday to make the November ballot. Unenrolleds in Maine don't face a primary. And Bennett is, yes, likely to draw support from whomever, RCV, determines to be the Democrat or GOP nominee. Dr. Seuss right there?
That was good.
Sounded like it, didn't it?
Number one.
The Democratic establishment tried to use all those attacks against me and failed miserably. Now the Republican establishment is going to try to use the exact same attacks, and that will also fail miserably.
Socialist Democrat Graham Platner talking with Fox News saying Democrats for Mills tried to use his past posts to derail his candidacy. And as Republicans try to do the same, he says the GOP, too, will fail. And the Pan-Atlantic poll that came out yesterday indicates that he may not be wrong. It's within our 10 takeaways from the poll. Let's count them down for you. Takeaway number one. Mainers are not happy. Half of likely Maine voters say the state is on the wrong track, while only 26% say Maine is headed in the right direction. Now, what is Amy Freed, the professor at the University of Maine and political analyst, tell trend is your friend. So this is the second straight poll where wrong track sentiment is above 50%. Since June of 2023, right direction sentiment, people that say that Maine is in the right direction since June of 2023, has fallen from 40% to 26%. Takeaway number two, independence should be a cause of concern for any candidate. Listen to this. When it comes to Maine's direction, Democrats are optimistic. Yay, we're headed in the right direction. Put a pin in that. Democrats say we're headed in the right direction. Republicans are skeptical, and independents are deeply negative. Only 11% of independents say we're headed in the right direction. And that is a brutal number for the majority party, hoping to win anyone that's not already a part of their base. Takeaway number three, the economy is everything. Issues of concern, cost of living, and inflation dominate, landing in the top three issues for 75% of us. Healthcare and affordability comes in next at 40%, then housing and homelessness at 38%. After hearing that, listen to this. Listen very closely for the messaging that you're going to hear from candidates. See, here's the question. Remember a moment ago I said, Democrats are optimistic about Maine's direction. They say we're going in the right direction. Really? But Maine is unaffordable. You're saying that at the same time. Here's the question. Who has made Maine, or who has made living in Maine so costly? Augusta, where the Democrats rule, or Washington, where the Republicans rule? The party with the best messaging will win. Pan Atlantic survey out yesterday. These are our 10 takeaways. Number four, we feel poor, and we think it's going to get worse. 51% say they're worse off financially than a year ago. Only 12% say they're better off. 36% say, I'm going to be even worser. Is worser a word?
It is now.
36% say they're going to be worser a year from now. Only 19% say they're going to be better off. Takeaway number five, the race for U.S. Senate is insane. Graham Plattner leads Susan Collins 48-41 with 11% undecided. Rewind. Back to the Pan-Atlantic survey before the 2020 election, where Sarah Gideon, the House Speaker, the Democrat, led Susan Collins 47-40. But Susan Collins still won. Split up the CDs. Plattner leads big in CD1, blue, 56-36. Collins leads in CD2, purple, 45-41. Takeaway number six. And this is where I think someone is blind. Women and the educated appear to be just fine with Graham Plattner's past. This is where I think it's insane. Plattner leads among women 53-34. It's the beard, isn't it? Maybe it's the potty mouth. Maybe that's, is it a turn on or something? I don't understand. Plattner leads among voters with a 4-degree or more level of education, 56-36. And this is the, okay, well, this is before the whole porta potty comment.
I was going to say,
there's some of this. Okay,
porta potty mouth.
All right, but it's not going to, what a hit by now. I don't know. But what did he say?
Number one.
The Democratic establishment tried to use all those attacks against me and failed miserably. Now the Republican establishment is going to try to use the exact same attacks, and that will also fail miserably.
Number seven. Dr. Nirav Shah is the early Democrat frontrunner. Yeah. He leads the Democrat gubernatorial primary with 29% first choice support, followed by Angus King III with 24% support. This is before Mills' endorsement. She tossed the bouquet to no, I'm sorry. She chucked the bouquet at, that's for you, Laura. She chucked the bouquet at Hannah Pingree. And among Republicans, Bobby Charles still leads among the GOP. Charles with 36% first choice support. Jonathan Bush second with 20%. Garrett Mason third at 19%. Takeaway number nine. You and I talked about this before the show this morning. They asked the respondents about the separate transgender athletes from girls' sports. You recall previous surveys, previous polls that simply talked about, should transgender athletes be in girls' sports and locker rooms? And overwhelming, people said, no, they shouldn't. We should do something here. The Pan-Atlantic survey used the Shenified, that's the term we're going to use now, okay? Mm-hmm. The Pan Atlantic poll used the Shenified version of the question. And still, even presented with the Shenna Bellows, I'm going to call it tilted, all right? No, I'm going to use Shenified. I like that term better.
Shenified.
Okay, Shenified. Even presented with the Shenified wording, the proposed school sports and bathrooms referendum passes 44 to 34. But look at the unsures on this. 22%. Now, I wondered, maybe the 22% that say they're unsure were stymied because they didn't understand what the heck Shenna was asking, or they didn't understand the Shennified version of the question. Whereas previous polls, it was pretty plain what you were asking, and people, oh yeah, I understand that issue. Yes, we should separate them and make it fair. We often see politicians pivot their messaging based on what a big poll like this might say.
You're reading my mind.
I don't know, but do you think anyone's really going to change their messaging based on this?
I'm wondering if, since the ball's still in her court, if this could be a political lever she pulled. Ah, yank this off the ballot.
Is that how Shenna talks?
No.
Is that how we're supposed to imitate her from now
on? No.
All right. And takeaway number 10. The polling company is owned by registered Democrats. We heard this before. And Pan Atlantic, they knew darn well they were going to face pushback. And they did. But I tell you that they earned this. Remember the last Pan Atlantic poll? And they presented a list of Republicans running, but they omitted, either intentionally or inadvertently, Ben Midgley. You do a survey asking peeps and people which Republican that you're going to be backing, and you give a list, and you leave off Ben Midgley. How am I supposed to take your poll seriously? All right, that was then. This is now. Am I supposed to take this poll seriously? Well, this time they included Midgley. But they even saw it necessary. I loved this. This is on page 3. You got the title page, you have the table of contents, and then you have the background page. And the very first thing they write, the very first thing that Pan Atlantic Research writes, and I'm going to read it and I'm going to add the necessary emphasis, okay? Do you want me to read this in your Shenna voice?
No.
Just be myself on this one? Okay, here we go. Pan Atlantic Research is a Portland, Maine-based independent marketing research and consulting firm, which is currently in its 40th year of successful operation. Did you get the emphasis
that a little bit, yeah.
I put there? Yeah. They didn't put independent all in caps, but they did put it in bold. I saw one version, I think I saw it was underlined and bold. Maybe I missaw something. I don't know. Blank. Pan Atlantic Research is a Portland, Maine-based independent marketing research and consulting firm, which is currently in its 40th year of successful operation. I'll give them a pass if they had just written independent and didn't put it in bold.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's not that you're protesting too much. It's just, if you have to shout you're independent, it makes me wonder if you're independent.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.